creator of anxious hearts. That's part of the duty of the preacher, is to make the heart anxious. Why? So that, as 2 Corinthians 13:5 says, you examine yourself to see whether you're in the faith. It would be a breach of ministerial responsibility. It would be a forfeiture of the duty we have before God to let people live comfortably with an illusion about their true spiritual condition. But as I said, much of the preaching today is neither strong or convicting, doesn't set a holy standard at all. About the only time the subject even comes up, the subject of assurance, is to argue with those who are unwilling to give psychological assurance to someone just because they made a profession of faith in Christ. And I've had that personal experience. In dealing with other pastors or dealing with other ministries, the subject of assurance doesn't come up unless I would bring it up and say, why are you giving people who make a profession of faith in Christ some little psychological formula to make them feel secure when you don't know that their faith is genuine until you've seen the fruit of it? Fewer people today in the evangelical world struggle with assurance perhaps than any other earlier time, because the preaching lacks a strong call to holiness. It lacks a strong and clear definition of faith and repentance. And as you will remember from all the years that we have been talking about lordship salvation and battling for the clarity of the gospel, this is a minority voice calling to a high and holy standard. Preachers today want to make it as easy as possible by their approach to accept what they think is the gospel and then immediately make people feel secure. It's a very dangerous thing to understand the doctrine of eternal security, to understand the eternality of salvation, but not to understand the truth about repentance and saving faith. Because now what you're doing is psychologically assuring people that their salvation is forever when they don't even have it, because they never came through the path of true repentance and true confession of Jesus as Lord to the degree of self-denial and self-sacrifice and self-submission. But where there is convicting preaching, doubt can be created. And while the pulpit is to be a purveyor of a message that creates anxious hearts, the pulpit is also to be the creator of comfort, and that's why I'm here, to bring some balance. The preacher